Good Friday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your patience. Before I take your questions, I just wanted to note, because it's been reported, we did, as many of you know, have a background briefing here at the White House earlier. I think 14 news organizations were represented, ranging from online to broadcast TV, print, and the like. And we do those periodically. We hope that participants find them helpful. I will say that no one here believes that briefings like that are a substitute for this briefing, which is why I'm here today to take questions on whatever issues you want to ask me about. And with that, I will go to the Associated Press.
Thanks, Jay. Two subjects, starting out with the IRS issue. IRS says it's flagged conservative groups with names like Patriots or Tea Parties for review, and says that in some instances its workers inappropriately ask for the identities of donors, and it has apologized. When did the White House become aware that the IRS engaged in this? And in a tax collection system that relies on trust, isn't the IRS's credibility at stake here? Will the White House, as called on by Senator McConnell, call for an investigation?
Well, two things, Jim. I appreciate the question, and we've certainly seen those reports. My understanding is this matter is under investigation by the IG. At the IRS. The IRS, as you know, is an independent enforcement agency with only two political appointees. The fact of the matter is what we know about this is of concern, and we certainly find the actions taken as reported to be inappropriate, and we would fully expect the investigation to be thorough and for corrections to be made in a case like this. And I believe the IRS has addressed that and has taken some action, and there's an investigation ongoing. But it certainly does seem to be, based on what we've seen, to be inappropriate action that we would want to see thoroughly investigated.
Given that the President was so critical of some of these groups, and both in 2010 and in 2012, isn't it natural for the public to think that these things are politically motivated? What assurances?
Well, I think that there, first of all, there two things need to be noted, which is IRS is an independent enforcement agency, which I believe, as I understand it, contains only two political appointees within it. The individual who was running the IRS at the time was actually an appointee from the previous administration. But separate from that, there is no question that if this activity took place, it's inappropriate and there needs to be action taken, and the President would expect that it be thoroughly investigated and action would be taken.